Jusqu'à demain. That was so beautiful, passionate and tender, and oh, that was really wonderful. That was, if you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio with resident artists from AVA singing highlights from Gounod's Romeo and Juliet, an opera that they are in the midst of performing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now we have a new Romeo, because we have double casting, which we will talk about in a bit. So Aubrey is now Juliet still.
Still, yes.
And
Roy Hodge is the other Romeo.
Yes.
And Brent Michael Smith, the Frère Laurent.
Right. And
Alice Chung, Gertrude.
Okay. So I was looking at your bios, and you all are so accomplished and are doing so many different things. Somebody's been nominated for Grammys. I think, Brent, you have been performing with Opera Philadelphia already. You're performing all over the place. What role does AVA play in your musical development?
Well, before I came here, I had a few things, but I think that AVA has definitely helped me get some of the other things. I mean, once I got here, then I got into Santa Fe Opera, and then that's how I got the Opera Philadelphia Midsummer Night's Dream, and then I'm going to be back there again for their 019 Fest for the Love for Three Oranges. But I think that all of us, I think, had things, and then we had gotten better while we were at AVA because we have so much time that we can devote and so many resources there. And so we've gotten more gigs while we've been there because they let us go, they let us do auditions. And so it's been a great place to grow for, I think, all of us, I could say.
So they mentor you as well.
Yes, they coach us. They tell us how to do auditions. They, you know, give us a lot of, you know, hard critical feedback and to have us work on ourselves and get better for these things.
Well, that's great. Well, so now the next scene is the marriage scene.
Yes.
And so Friar, you're the Friar.
Yes.
Can you set it up for us?
So Friar Laurence is in his cell at the monastery, and Romeo comes in ecstatic. He's probably come many times before. They're familiar with each other. And he tells them he's in love with somebody, and he reveals it's Juliet. And Friar Laurence is astonished. He's just, because he knows that both of their families are warring against each other. And so Juliet comes in with her nurse, Gertrude, and I decide to marry them because I think that it will maybe soften the war between their families. So this is the marriage scene where he officially marries them.
Great.
Ton image et de sa chair et de son sang créa la femme et bénissa ta l'âme par le mariage consacra Dieu de Sion. Inséparable regarde d'un œil favorable ta créature misérable qui se prosterne devant toi.
Seigneur, nous promettons d'obéir.
Ma prière fervente fait que le jour de ta servante soit un jour d'amour et de paix, que la vertu soit sa richesse, que pour soutenir sa faiblesse elle arme son cœur.
Seigneur, sois mon appui, sois mon espoir.
Que la vieillesse heureuse
voiles o fa marchar de ta voix, et les enfants de leurs enfants.
Seigneur, du noir péché, c'est toi qui nous défends.
Que ce couple chaste et fidèle, uni dans la vie éternelle, au royaume des cieux.
Seigneur, sur notre amour, daigne abaisser les yeux.
Roméo, tu choisis Juliette pour femme.
Oui, mon père.
Tu prends Roméo pour époux.
Mais, mon père.
Devant Dieu, qu'il y à votre âme, je vous unis. Relevez-vous.
Ô pire bonheur, ô joie immense, le ciel mémorisé pour ses mots amoureux. Dieu de bonté,
that was really wonderful. If you're just joining us, we are in the WRTI Performance Studio with resident artists of AVA who are performing selections from Romeo and Juliet. And I will also say that we are streaming video live. Go to our website and it will take you right to the YouTube link. And it's something to see as well. But it's amazing in this small space what it's like to be sitting 10 feet away from opera singers. It's really mind-blowing. It's wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now we are moving on to the next part of the opera, or a next part of the opera. And we have here Gabriela Flores and Chelsea Loggin, who are playing Stefano. So talk a little bit about the double casting aspect of this opera and the way AVA does it. How do you approach the character if there are two people kind of playing it?
Well, so not every role is double cast in our show, but a lot of the main roles are, so that AVA is able to provide us all with an opportunity to learn these roles that we'll probably get a chance to sing out in the real world. I mean, Stefano is a really great entry-level role for a mezzo, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to have it double cast and to get to work with your colleagues on developing the character and working on the fight scenes together and having an extra set of eyes from someone who also knows the character really well, that we can sit down and say, oh, you know, I was thinking Stefano might be feeling this in this part of the opera, and Gabby might say, oh, I'm not really sure about that. You know, I think based on this line and or based on this bit of music underneath, I feel the emotion might be a little bit different, and we can have a little bit of collaboration that way.
So you collaborate, but you can each have your own interpretation.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Well, you bring up an interesting point. This is a male role, so it's called a trouser role. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think it's very interesting to do a male role because you get to explore your body in a different way. You have to think like a man, move like a man, act like a man. and the thing is that sometimes we're not aware of our body and we do female movements that that we are not aware. And now you have to be aware, like, if I move my head this way, that way, like, it's going to seem more feminine or less feminine. So, like, get to explore yourself and get to feel and think, not only, like, try to be, but be, like, I'm a little guy. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Very exciting.
So what is this scene coming up about?
Well, Romeo is, Stefano, is looking for Romeo, who is his master. Stefano is the page. And so he's been searching for Romeo. He has no idea where he's gone. He says, for a day, I've been looking for my master and I can't find him anywhere. And then he says, could he be in your house? You know, oh, Signor Capulet, because that's the only place he hasn't looked, you know, being a Montague, they and being at war, they definitely try to stay off each other's turf. So he says, let me see, if I sing this little ditty, maybe I can get the Capulets to come out of the house and respond to my song. So this aria that we sing, Que fais-tu, he's singing, Que fais-tu, blanche tortorelle? What are you doing, little white turtle dove? Talking about Juliet. And he's using all of these metaphors to try to poke a little fun at the Capulets and draw them out into the open.
And so because it's double cast, you alternate performances.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
Today, how are you going to divide it up?
So today we'll alternate verses instead. So Gabby will be singing the recitative and the first verse, and then I'll step in and sing the second.
Cherche un de mon maître, est-il encore chez vous, mes seigneurs Capulet? Voyons un peu si vos dignes volets à ma voix ce matin oseront reparaître. Thank you.
ce sacrifice terreux résonne dans grand bruit.
And for our last number, we're back to Juliet.
Yes, I should mention I'm also double cast. The other Juliet is Meryl Dominguez, who couldn't be with us today, but she will be singing as well.
So this story, I don't know, and with the music, somehow the music really taps into the emotion of the story and magnifies it.
Absolutely.
And it's, and just even listening to you, it's so hard not to just kind of get wrapped up into it and then get out of the zone to come and talk.
Mm-hmm. definitely this music in particular will do that. It's very, very close to the emotions and the text.
So what's the next aria?
So the next aria is the poison aria, which is also not actually about poison. Juliet, it's at the end of the opera, towards the end, and Juliet has found out from her father that her cousin's dying wish was to have her be married to Paris. And of course, she's very upset about this because she's already married to Romeo. And so she pleads with Father Lawrence to help her figure this out. So he gives her this potion that that will put her to sleep so that everybody thinks that she has died. And then she and Romeo can run off together. So this aria is her trying to muster up the courage to take it, hoping that it will work.
Okay.
Ranime mon courage et de mon cœur chasse les froids. Hésiter, c'est un faire outrage. Tremble et ton manque de foi.
Brava. Wow. And every time I see this in whatever format, I'm thinking, no, no, don't take that. Please. It's all going to go downhill from here.
Yeah, it really does. But there's a little bit of hope before it ends.
That's right. So why doesn't everybody come back for a minute? That was wonderful. This has been a great session here. So, Aubrey, you are in the midst of a run.
Yes.
Some of you performed it last night. Right. Some of you are performing it tomorrow.
Yes, yes. So, Roy and Chelsea, myself, will be performing on Saturday, tomorrow. It's coming so quickly. and then the other cast will be closing the run on May 7th at the Haverford School, and the performance tomorrow will be in Bucks County.
Great. You can get more information on our website. We have links to your website, and that's great. Well, you are all different years at AVA, but I understand Matt is fourth year. You're graduating. What's up for you next?
Yeah, I am finally finished. next, I'm doing a Rigoletto, the Duke, in Rigoletto in Columbus, Ohio, and then I'm going to the Czech Republic to do Operalia. I'm a semifinalist. And then I'll do another Rigoletto, a Madame Butterfly, and some stuff with Dallas Opera. So.
Wow.
Well, it's so wonderful to have you all here. Good luck to you and to all of you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to share your music with us. It's been fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.